Yes, one of the most worrying aspects here is this 3.67-metre high tide. Now, that's due at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now, the gentleman who, after the arrival on our coast of Yazzie, packed up and immediately went south. So as soon as Yazzie had moved out of Cardwell, he was on the spot, all those little beaches to the north of Cardwell, and he filed some fascinating and very, very interesting information on this program about what he found down there. He was on the spot only a matter of hours after Yazzie had moved west. So he knows about the impact of these tidal surges or storm surges. His name is Professor John Knott. He's the Professor of Geoscience at James Cook University and is indeed a storm surge expert. John, good morning.
Good morning, John.
And what's your take on this? I mean, is this going to be something like a Yazzie?
The system is not going to be as intense as Yazzie. Yazzie got down to 929 hectopascal central pressure, and the forecast isn't for anything near that. But it's still going to be, you know, a very significant system. And as you say, a big high tide at 9 o'clock. The closer Debbie crosses the coast to that high tide, the worse the impacts are going to be.
You'll say it's not going to be a 929 HPA. How strong is it going to be in hectopascals?
Well, they've been revising that. I mean, I'm on the road at the moment, so I haven't been able to check for the last hour or so. But earlier this morning, they were talking around about the 950s, 960s sort of area. Earlier than that, yesterday, they were looking down into the 940s. So the system didn't intensify overnight quite as quickly as the Bureau of Meteorology were first thinking.
Do you expect a 3 tomorrow morning or a 4?
Well, I'm not sure. It just depends on how things go today. But somewhere between a 3 and a 4, I would imagine, for people south of Eyre.
I'm interested in you saying you're on the road to where?
Down into the Townsville area now, to be close to the impact zone, so I can be on the spot, straight after the event.
So you're a storm chaser?
Yes, but I'm doing my research, doing my work, yes.
Now, I've got to ask you about what you found after Yazzie, and are there going to be similarities? Now, the thing you spoke about back in 2011 on this program was what you found there on the beachfront, the impact those powerful waves, that force of water, had on otherwise strong-looking structures.
It certainly did. It literally mowed down some houses at Tully Heads, swept them off their foundations, and they were gone. Mm. The houses were just totally washed away into the hinterland bush. It also picked up big boulders from seawalls there at Tully Heads and used those boulders as battering rams. Mm. And they smashed through some very solid houses, some solid brick houses, and did a lot of damage, knocked out walls and basically made those houses effectively demolished. It did a tremendous amount of damage.
Now, the sort of foreshore you're looking at down there in the path of Debbie, are there strong similarities to what you saw at places like Tully Heads with Yazzie?
Well, again, I suspect the winds won't be as strong as Yazzie during Debbie, but it all depends on that tide. It all depends on how close to the high tide Debbie crosses. And if it crosses on the high tide, for example, then we could see similar sorts of impacts to Yazzie. Yazzie crossed at a fairly low tide, so it would have been much, much worse if it had crossed at a high tide. So people were very lucky, even though we saw a lot of destruction in places. Yeah. Mission Beach, for example, was largely spared from the storm surge impacts because of that low tide during Yazzie. Had it been a high tide, we would have seen a lot more damage at Mission Beach.
Mm. So let's just talk about this situation on a high tide, because that's a real possibility tomorrow morning. That means that the level of damage that's possible might be up there with what you saw at Tully Heads.
It could well be, yes, absolutely, yes. It just depends on that tide. Because, you said there's a 3-point-something metre tide occurring. Well, that can make an enormous difference. 1 to 2 metres of extra tide can make a huge amount of difference to the amount of damage we see.
Yeah. Can I ask you about your arrangements? You'll be in Townsville tonight. Tomorrow morning you'll be heading south, will you?
Yes, just depending on exactly the timing of the crossing and the state of flooding, etc. I mean, I need to work in closely with emergency services and and make sure that everything's okay to get in there. But I like to get in as quickly as I possibly can before any of the evidence is disturbed, so to speak.
Do you sleep in the car or do you take a tent or what do you do?
No. I'm staying with colleagues, university colleagues in Townsville.
Oh, so you come back. Okay. You come back at night.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, there's a hell of a lot of noise there, so I'll let you go, John. It's good to talk to you, and if you don't mind, I'll catch up with you at the next possible opportunity.
Okay then, John. All right.
Isn't that interesting? Professor John Knott, he's the Professor of Geoscience at James Cook University, the storm surge expert, and he's the gentleman that gave us so much important information just after Yazzie back in 2011. Now, the time's on.